When Kaline Pereira and his partner, Juliana Pico, returned to Australia after many years in Europe, they were enchanted by the Australian Indigenous art movement, but they felt that something was missing. That feeling has led them to set up a fund to support more research into Indigenous art. The Pereira Pico Fund will support anthropologist Professor John Carty at the South Australian Museum to work with writers, researchers, publishers and artists to properly document the careers of some of Australia's greatest living artists. Annie Haswell met John Carty, writer John Keane and Kaline, who had described his and Juliana's first encounter with contemporary Aboriginal artworks.
We didn't buy anything straight away. We bought the literature and we tried to discover what was important about this movement, because of course you see art and you fall in love with the idea of it, but you need to understand what's behind it before you start investing in it. So it felt that the bar for publication in the country was not as high as it should have been, and there were holes in certain places where we would have liked to have known a little bit more about the stories, a little bit more about the art history.
Can you be more specific about what you felt was missing?
A very clear example, which is kind of from the current age, is the fact that if you look up any of the early formative artists that John worked with in the Papunya movement on the internet and you Google them, for example, if you Google Tim Lura, he doesn't have a Wikipedia article. And I understand that that's not quite academia, but it does give an example of the fact that sort of the basic work on how you would publicise and how you would explain what is important here hasn't been done.
Yeah. So clearly you had this unsettling feeling that you weren't finding out enough, and then you saw Professor John Carty talk at the Aboriginal Art Awards in Darwin. Can you tell me what it was about his talk that has moved this along into a serious project?
Well, he said basically the same things that we had been discussing the night before along these lines, that there wasn't enough art historical research being done in Australia on these movements, and that we're in a position of time at the moment where we still have access to living artists, but they are elderly. We won't necessarily have a lot of time left, and that if we don't do that type of work now, we'll lose the opportunity to do it forever. So John gave this rant, as we've come to officially call it at this point.
So John, the rant, what did you have to say that night that clearly has made such a difference?
I think what I said in Darwin is something that I say a lot, which is that we have in Australia arguably the most extraordinary artistic movement in hundreds of years at our doorstep. This communication across cultures and this transformation of a traditional Aboriginal system into a globally, visible art movement requires and deserves so much attention and understanding to honour what the artists are doing. And there's plenty of people doing great work in that terrain, but it doesn't often come up to the standard of what you'd expect for a European or American tradition, and that the only way to do that in Australia is to work closely with Aboriginal artists.
Probably time to turn to John Keane, writer, because you're working on an actual project. Can you explain that, John?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. My first job was working with the Papunya Chula artists at Papunya way back in 1977. So that was, in retrospect, that was just really a few years after the painting movement started. And I had the chance of spending lots of time with the individuals that really created this new movement. It wasn't simply replicating things that had been on rock shelters or in ceremony. They formulated a new means of expression.
So did you have the same feeling that the whole story wasn't being told here?
Yeah, well, there are lots of books and there's lots of stories. The Papunya story is sort of dominated, I suppose, by the sense that a white man, Jeff Barden, came and the painting movement started. Now, it's a whole lot more complicated than that, and there's a whole lot of other artists with particular agency that are missed in that narrative. My project is about bringing forward that art history and talking at quite specific ways about how these paintings are made and the kind of the world that is expressed in them.
Professor John Carty, John Keane and Kaline Pereira speaking with The Wire's Annie Haswell.